Hello, CHASS students. This is McKenna Allred, your CHASS senator, and I am here with Naomi Ward, and she is a College of Humanities and Social Sciences senator candidate. How are you, Naomi?
I'm good.
It's so good to have you.
I'm excited to be here.
Good. It's really good to have you in here. I'm excited to talk with you. So first off, us people who will be voting, we want to know a little bit about you. So tell us about yourself, where you're from, what are you studying? You know the drill.
Yeah. So I'm Naomi, and I'm from Caldwell, Idaho. It's like 20 minutes west of Boise. I'm studying communication studies and print journalism, and I just added a minor in English. So
ooh,
that's fun. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. But yeah.
So why did you originally choose the majors that you did? Were you set on journalism first, communications?
Mm-hmm.
What is your story?
Yeah. So during high school, I really, really loved English. That was always my favorite subject. And then I went into my advising counselor because I was like, I don't know what I should major in. And my high school counselor actually told me not to major in English, which now I know that that wasn't anything. But I told her that I really loved writing, but I didn't know what I wanted to do with it. And so she said that I should go into the humanities and do communications because it's broad and you can do anything with it,
mm-hmm.
is basically what she told me. And now I know that you can really do anything with any of the CHASS majors. So
exactly.
If I could do it over, I probably would have just gone for English like I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I added my minor, and I'm really excited about that. But I do love communication studies. And then I added journalism because I knew that it incorporated a lot of the writing that I really liked doing, and I'm really interested in politics too, and so I feel like it kind of merged those interests.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they all work really well together, and I still don't really know what I want to do after I graduate, but...
But that's the beauty, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Degrees to everywhere.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you are doing journalism, you are a statesman writer,
mm-hmm.
and your beat is the humanities, or...?
So I don't really have a beat. We don't really do beats, but I'm the senior writer, so...
If you have any good scoops, talk to Naomi. I'm sure that she needs some.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you have a passion for writing. What is your favorite topic to write on?
I don't know. It's always easier to write stories when you're writing about something that you're already passionate about, and
mm-hmm.
that can vary. But I've done, this last week, I'll just use last week as an example. I went to city council because they were doing the public hearing on the plastic bag ban.
Ooh, how did that go?
It was crazy. It was so cool because I had gone to city council a whole bunch of times for a reporting public affairs class,
mm-hmm.
and all the times that I'd gone before, nobody goes to those meetings. And when I went this week, the room was so full, and there were so many students there, which was so amazing. And so that was really exciting to write about because I could tell that people cared about it, and
mm-hmm.
it's something that I care a lot about. And so, when you can see that it's something that is really important to people and it's important to you, then it's a lot of fun to write about.
I love that, and that's what makes journalism exciting, because hopefully you are doing what you love to write about. So going along with that, you are running for senator. And why are you running for senator?
Lots of reasons, I guess. I joined CHASS Council my sophomore year because my friend that had done it before told me, she's like, you should check this out. It's really cool. It's a great way to get involved. And my freshman year, I didn't feel super involved in school beyond just I did speech and debate, but that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for ways to get more involved. And so I joined council and I loved it. And so after that, I was like, what are other ways that I can get more involved in CHASS? So I did council for another year, and then I joined the college ambassadors. And so through my experience on council and with the ambassadors within the college, I found that it's something that I'm really passionate about, and I think that there are lots of ways to improve. I love the college a lot, but I think that there are always ways that we can do better.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm running for senator, because it's become really important to me, and I think that I have a lot of ideas on ways that we can make it better.
So tell us about some of those ideas.
Yeah, so, but my platform kind of revolves around getting students more engaged in their college and in clubs, just overall. And I kind of broke it down into my 5 different goals. So my first goal is to formalize a communication system for feedback on a lot of different things. So like their departments, student fees, because the senator sits on the fee board, and then clubs, events, things like that. So we've done a little bit of that this year with the email surveys.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of want to take a step further and like do those more consistently and then go beyond just doing like digital like email surveys, but also doing like feedback in person through like town halls or just meetings with different departments. And so, like, that way, if we have that feedback consistently, we can incorporate that to improve the departments and the events and make sure that every student's voice is heard and how they want their tuition money spent and fees.
That's perfect because, so you, as a statesman writer, you have experience with the fee board because you've written on it.
Yeah.
So, as senator, how do you plan to effectively be a voice for the CHASS students on the fee board, knowing what you know from having experience with mm-hmm. it?
Yeah. So from what I've seen with fee board in the past is that a lot of students, they kind of know what it is and they know that the fee board exists, but they don't really know about the changes to their tuition until after they've been voted on when they're in the paper. And so I think that making sure that students know about all of the different proposals before they're voted on, and that can be done in a number of ways. That can be done through email, and that can be done through town halls where we ask people directly for their feedback on the different proposals. And I think just making sure that students know what's being voted on because it's their money.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, they should know, like, where it's going, and they should have a voice in that. And so,
yeah, at the end of the day, no one likes to pay more money.
Yeah. Sometimes it needs to be done, like, with mm-hmm. caps. I think that it's pretty fairly universal that, like, all the students know that we want to invest more in our mental health.
Yes.
But, like, there are other fees, like, this year there was the, like, global engagement fee, which was a great idea, but, like, there were a lot of kinks in the proposal. And so, like, with those things, as long as students know about them before they're voted on, then that can, and, like, have a way to tell their senator, hey, I want this or I don't want this, then that can improve the representation overall.
Yeah, so that's the goal that you had just explained. And I did have a question on that, mm-hmm. and I think that you have answered it. So my question was, in what ways do you plan to create a system for students to submit suggestions? Mm-hmm. And that would be through surveys and town halls.
Yeah, okay. Those main two. I know that a couple of the other organizations that I've been, so like Kappa Delta does a feedback form. It's like a Google form where you can just go to access it anytime and type in what you want mm-hmm. them to know.
That's
and
a
then
really
you just
good
submit
idea.
It. So you can, it's like the, what is it called? The one that you can submit things to Student Advocate.
Oh, My Voice.
Yeah, it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, just anything that they can access all the time mm-hmm. if they have any concerns or suggestions for their department or for events. And then I think sending out surveys immediately after events
mm-hmm.
Could be beneficial.
Okay, cool. So, going on, what were some of the other goals that you had? You had 5, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. So, my second one is increasing networking opportunities. And that's pretty self-explanatory, but I just know that one of the surveys that was sent out this year that we got back, we talked about it in council, and one of the things that students said is that they want more networking opportunities. So, that was something that I wanted to incorporate. Along with that, I think that we can coordinate with SAA or IOGP
mm-hmm.
and bring in alumni from a variety of backgrounds so that we're not seeing, like, the same, like, majors being represented over and over again.
Yeah.
I know, like, I've gone to a couple networking events, and they're great. They're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I meet a lot of poli-sci alumni,
yes.
which is just kind of, like, how it works out sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that, like, really trying to diversify, like, the alumni that come to those events and just having more of those events
yeah.
can help fulfill that need.
I love seeing that you are already trying to take the steps to give the students what they want by using past surveys, and I think that that's a really good idea. What is number 3?
Okay, number 3 is connect students to clubs early to improve engagement and retention. And that's a goal that I know students are very used to seeing every time Elections Week comes up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's important because every year, CHASS has a lot of clubs, and every year we kind of hear from students that they don't know really what clubs they can be a part of, besides the really, like, major ones, like College Democrats, College Republicans,
mm-hmm.
Like the big clubs, and there are a lot of smaller clubs that don't get a lot of visibility. So I think that that can be improved through not only through visibility on the CHASS social media, but also by partnering with those various clubs in our events so that students know about those clubs, especially early. So I work with a lot of freshmen as a resident assistant, and I know that a lot of these students, when they go and like learn about clubs during their freshman and sophomore year, they're more likely to kind of stick with it throughout their college years,
mm-hmm.
than if they like find out about a club their junior year and they're like, I should have been involved
with
this
a
long time ago.
Yeah,
exactly. And so I think that's why it's so important to make sure that students have like access to those clubs. Obviously, like how successful a club is going to be up to like how they choose to operate on their own, because
mm-hmm.
they have a lot of their own autonomy in that way. But I think being able to boost that visibility and connect a lot of younger students to those clubs early on will improve that retention and engagement.
Yeah, definitely. I think the both of us can say that being involved makes a huge difference in
mm-hmm.
college life. So I think that that's a really great goal that you have.
Yeah. Number four?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number four is build the college's brand through events and effective marketing. And that's another one that we hear a lot, is building the college's brand.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's like, it's very vague. And so like when I was thinking about this goal, I really wanted to specify what that means specifically to me, because when we talk about building the college's brand, we need to be able to identify like what is the CHASS image, or what do we want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was writing this goal, I was thinking a lot about like one of the mottos that CHASS has that I really like is think, discover, create.
Yes.
And so like when I think about the CHASS student body, I really think about like these students that are super curious and open-minded and creative and diverse, and I think that that should be reflected in our social media and in our events,
mm-hmm.
and just on the image that we present, not just to the students in our college, but to the campus as a whole and to Logan as
yeah.
a whole.
I think the dean's office would be very excited to hear that.
Yeah. So, number five?
Yes.
Okay, number five, my last goal, is to increase academic engagement outside of school. And so when I was writing this goal, I was thinking a lot about how CHASS has a lot of internships, study abroad opportunities, and research opportunities,
mm-hmm.
which my freshman year, I didn't realize that research was not just for STEM students.
Yeah.
Isn't, yeah.
Yes, I wish so bad I would have gotten on some sort of research.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things that once you get to be a senior or a junior and you look back and you're like, wow, I wish I would have known that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that you're trying to make it so people don't think that way.
Yeah. I went to this, like, I think it was part of Connections, and they were telling us all about research, and I just completely tuned out
mm-hmm.
because they were talking a lot about, like, biology research and, like, I don't know, a lot of, like, hard science. And I was like, oh, this is not for me. Like, I'll
yeah.
do a study abroad or something. And so, like, I completely tuned out. But we have a lot of professors that are doing really cool research
mm-hmm.
that students can be a part of that they probably just don't know about. And then, like, we have a lot of, like, we have the IAO, the Institute of Government and Politics, that does a lot of poli-sci internships.
Mm-hmm.
But even outside of that, like, there are a lot of internship opportunities and study abroad opportunities and resources for students to be able to do those things. Because I think a lot of, like, those opportunities, people, including myself when I was younger, was like, oh, that's for rich kids. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
like study abroad is expensive, but we have a lot of resources to make it more affordable and more accessible to students.
Yeah.
So I think if students know about all of those resources, then that whole idea that internships and study abroad are only for people from a wealthy background,
who can afford them.
Yeah, will not be as strong, you know.
Yeah, I think it's important for students to know too that they have means to help provide ways for students to go on these, so
mm-hmm.
being able to highlight those is important for students, so I'm glad that you're doing that as well. You have
yeah.
some really great goals. Were you able to go and do an internship or study abroad or anything?
Yeah, so I did an internship actually last summer through the IOGP.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to Salt Lake and I worked on Ben McAdams' congressional campaign.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was so fun. There were a bunch of other USU students there, like mm-hmm. Emma Brain worked on the campaign.
Shameless plug for Emma. She's running for service VP.
Yeah. But it was super fun, and I met people from all over. There were a couple girls that were working on the campaign that were there as fellows. So one of them was from San Diego, and one of them was from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, became really good friends with them. So even, like, the work was awesome, and I was working for something that I was really passionate about, but I also met some really cool people that I probably wouldn't have otherwise
yeah.
if I wasn't doing that internship. And yeah, it was super fun. I learned a lot. Like, even if you're not a poli sci major, you can do an internship through the IOGP.
Yeah, for sure.
Still really fun.
Exactly. And even too, they have internships that you, like, students can take initiative and find them for themselves too, mm-hmm. even if they aren't through the university. There's so many internships out there, so mm-hmm. that's really cool. Okay, so I want to hear your best pitch for the College of Humanities and Social Sciences that you give on a recruiting trip.
Okay. Yeah, so I talk to a lot of high school students at recruitment events, and sometimes I get really excited and then, like, I think I scare them off a little bit. But I think that the thing that I love the most about CHASS is that we have so many different majors and minors, and, like, we have such a diverse college in terms of, like, how many different things you can do, but no matter what you do, they all kind of tie in together.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of students that do, like, two majors or a major and a minor. So, like, the coolest thing with that is that you can do all of these different things, but they all work together. And when you graduate, it doesn't matter if you were, like, a journalism major. You don't have to be a journalist, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You can go into, like, government work, and it's just, like, you can do anything with a CHASS degree.
Because
mm-hmm. when you develop, like, your critical thinking and your writing skills and your communication skills, those apply to anything that you do. And so I think that that's probably my favorite part about CHASS, is that they really are degrees to everywhere.
Yeah,
like, I know that's something we say a lot, but it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably the thing that I always come back to.
Yeah. Okay, so now I want to ask you about your qualifications and why do you think you're the most qualified candidate?
Okay, yeah. So I have, well, everybody puts their, like, five qualifications online. Two of, like, my biggest ones, I would say, are my work on council for the last 2 years and then my work as an ambassador and peer advisor for CHASS in this last year. So with those two positions that I've held, I feel like I've gained a lot of experience within the college and that I kind of understand the process that council goes through in, like, planning events and building visibility for the college. And, like, through my work on the council, I feel like I really understand the importance of having a diverse council and having clear objectives throughout the semester. And as an ambassador, because I've worked with so many CHASS students in, like, building their class schedules and, like, figuring out what they need to graduate or, like, where they want to get involved. And I've talked to a lot of students that don't know what they want to do and help them find what's best for them. And
mm-hmm.
so I feel like through that, I've gained a lot of understanding of, like, what these students need academically and, like, how all of the departments are different in their own unique needs, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And then I talked about it a little bit before, but I also write for The Statesman. And through that, I covered Fee Board, and I go to executive council meetings. So I feel like I have a pretty solid understanding of USUSA and how it works and, like, how it operates.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like through my writing for The Statesman, like, I've interviewed so many, like, students, faculty, and administrators, and kind of get an understanding of, like, their different perspectives on how the university works. And, like, through The Statesman, I really understand the value of transparency in the university and in student government. So I think that's really important. And then one of my other qualifications, I worked as an RA for the last 2 years, and I promise it connects.
It does.
Yeah, so as an RA, I work in the living learning community, and I work with a lot of young students. So, like, most of my residents have been freshmen. And so seeing students make that transition from high school to college and, like, looking for ways to get involved, I feel like I have, like, a unique understanding of these students' needs. And we also plan a ton of events through housing. Mm-hmm. And so we've done a lot of coordination with different campus resources. And so I feel like I also have a good understanding of like how to plan an intentional program that focuses on like students' growth and like fostering their academic and social well-being. And so like making those events really intentional and incorporating resources from all across campus, I think is really important as well. And then my last one, only I don't know if it relates as much, but yeah, I've debated for the speech and debate team for the last few years, which everybody should do. It's super fun. But
national champs.
Yeah. So yeah, I won nationals, no big deal. But no, it's super fun, and I feel like through that, I've also learned a lot about research and problem solving. Like, not only have my public speaking skills improved, like, that's a very small part of it, but also learning how to analyze all the perspectives in controversial issues. So, like, when we are handed a proposal for a fee board and, like, understanding that there are going to be people for and against. So understanding both of their perspectives to be able to come to an informed decision mm-hmm. and, like, a productive solution, I think is also really important as a senator.
Yeah, that'll also help with an academic senate when you are discussing legislation or mm-hmm. anything. So
yeah.
That's great. So my final question for you is what do the College of Humanities and Social Sciences mean to you?
The College of Humanities and Social Sciences is so important to me, and it's become something that I'm so passionate about because I love the thing that we say all the time about how it's like the people's college and it's about the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's incredible because when we look at like all of the different people that come from different backgrounds and are studying different things, we still all like, we're all tied together through like this desire to like learn more about humanity and like what it means to be human. And so I think it's really cool that we have so many people from different backgrounds that are all trying to understand like the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so like I love CHAS because so many of the students are so passionate about what they're doing, even when they're told all the time like, oh, you're not gonna make a lot of money with a humanities degree, or like they go home for Thanksgiving and they're like, what are you gonna do with that? And it's like, it doesn't matter. Like, I can do anything with my humanities
exactly.
degree. And no matter what, I'm going to be doing something that I really care about.
Yeah.
And so, like, that makes me really happy to see students that are so passionate about what they're studying.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming and
thank
talking
you.
With me today. Where can they find you if they have any questions for you or anything like that?
Yeah, so all of my platform and my goals and my qualifications are all in the Statesman article about the candidates being announced. Should be up on the USUSA website sometime in the near future.
Yes.
You can go to any of my social media. It's at Naomi Yoko Ward, NaomiYokoWard. And I've posted some things there. And then you could also email me if you have any additional questions or DM me. And my email is the same, NaomiYokoWard@AggieMail or Gmail. So
perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You guys just heard me sit down with Naomi Ward, a CHAS senator candidate for the 2019-2020 school year. You can find her at all of the social media that she had mentioned in the podcast and on the USU Statesman website. Make sure that you guys get informed before you vote this election season, and make sure that you do get out and vote. Election week is February 25th through the 29th. So make sure that you go and vote. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, and go Aggies.